Hallelujah. Raise your hands and give God all the glory tonight. Father, we thank you. You are an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes people forget things. Have you ever forgot something? You know, sometimes we forget sometimes that something belongs to us. And then somebody says, hey, do you have something? You have this wrench or you have this or that? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I believe I got that. You know, we sort of have to remind ourselves of things. And, you know, David did the same thing in Psalms 103. Psalms 103, I'm going to read it actually from New King James, then I'm going to read the Message version also. Psalms 103, give you a little minute to turn there, get your iPads out, your iPhones, your whatever you got, your Bible. All right. You that got your devices there, you probably got the Message translation, so we'll go to that next. And it's, look at all the people with their iPads or their iPhones. If I like to carry my Bible, but if I, sometimes I will, even if I'm in church, I will look at it. If somebody else is speaking, I'll look it up here because then I can go to two or three other translations at the same time. Anybody else do that besides me? Oh, I got some company here tonight. All right. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now the Message says it a little different like this. Oh my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. You know, actually, this is the psalmist. All he's doing is stirring himself up to the benefits of serving God. You know, too often we have short memories, or we have selective memories. You know, a lot of people, and I used to, some people, you know, would talk about, well, how good it was in yesteryear. And I heard somebody the day talking about, man, wouldn't it be nice to go back to 50s? And I said, no. Remember, I graduated from high school in 1958. I grew up in the 50s. Now, we had a lot of inventions in the 50s. I will grant you that. But I like the 2000s a lot better than the 50s. We got a whole lot more stuff. We didn't have no computers back then. I mean, man, even, you know, I started preaching in 58 and then in 60 and 70. I'm still, you know, if you're going to do a sermon, you got about five or six different translations of the Bible out here and two or three concordances over here. And your legal pad and your pen. And if you want to write a scripture, you got to copy it down or type it on a typewriter. And now all I got to do is paste and cut, and I got it right here. I mean, it's just that easy. But no, hey, but some people, you know, they forget about some of the hardships that they had. Hello? See, We sometimes need to stop and think about what Jesus really provided for us at Calvary. Sometimes we need to remember to use the name of Jesus because he has given us that name. And in that name, everything has to bow. There's power in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we tend to take care of everything ourselves if we just ask God. We don't ask God for what we need sometimes, and that's because we don't have. I mean, you know, people laugh at me sometimes, but I ask for a good parking place close to the door when I'm going to the mall. Somebody say, oh, I wouldn't do that. I don't. Well, why not? God cares about me, and most of the time I'm in a hurry anyway. I got about 15,000 things I got to do, and you know, so hey, why not ask for that? But, you know, so I just want to stir you up tonight about remembering. You know, Jesus Christ hung on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth. And, you know, he did something that probably nobody else could do. He built a bridge with two pieces of board and three nails that spans from earth to heaven. He opened a way so that we could have all the benefits of God. You know, he did it for us. Jesus didn't do it for him. He didn't do it for heaven's sake. He did it for us. He hung on the cross for us. He suffered the stripes on his back for us, for our healing. You know, there is such a thing as obtaining something, and then there's such a thing as maintaining something. Sometimes it's easier to obtain something than it is to maintain it. Or to keep it, in other words. You know, sometimes building something is more easy than keeping the maintenance up on it. Hello, anybody found that out? Yeah. You know, now how do we maintain the things of God in our life? By continually stirring up our remembrance of what God has said in the Word of God that belongs to us because we're in Christ. You see, if you understand the in Christ realities and you continue to go over and over those things, it will help you to maintain remembering what God has done for you and what's available to you. It's one thing to have something available, and it's another thing to enjoy it. Come on now. You know, sometimes some people say, well, Psalms 103, oh man, isn't that a beautiful verse of scripture? It's more than a beautiful verse of scripture. It's a reality. Hello. He is stirring up his mind to remember all the benefits that God has given him. Sometimes we need to stir up our mind to think on the things of God. Stir our minds up to think on the Word of God. Think on the promises of God. Think on healing. Think on provision. Think about forgiveness. Think about the promise of protection. Think about his promises of provision. Think about his promises of peace. You especially need to stir your mind up about that. The way this world is today, you never know what's going to happen next. And if you're not careful, you could get yourself into a fearful state, wondering what's going to happen next. You know, I mean, with... I'm sure y'all are all aware of the news and what's going on in different places, you know. It well could happen here in our area. Hello. But you see what? He said he will keep him a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. You know, you have to keep reminding yourself of what belongs to you. When symptoms of sickness knock at the door, remind yourself, that's what Psalmist did. He heals all my diseases. When destruction seems intimate, remind yourself that God is the deliverer. When condemnation wants to set in, remind yourself that God has forgiven you. When you feel worn out, remind yourself that God will renew your strength like the eagle. I had to do that this afternoon when I was putting this all together, studying it, I had to remind myself of that. Because I'm going, I've been going, and I leave again Friday morning at 9, fly to Haiti, spend the night, get up 9 o'clock, do a graduation for Rhema Haiti, 9 to 12, catch a plane, fly back here, get back here about 6 o'clock Saturday night, and be on that stage Sunday morning, preach it. Leave Sunday afternoon, go up to, what is that town we're going to? Wright City, up there, Wright City, out of St. Louis, and do a four-night crusade. That makes you tired just thinking about it. But you have to remind yourself, God said he would renew your strength. That's one of the things I think we don't pull on enough. In fact, Paul wrote it this way. He said, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will renew or revive or strengthen your mortal body. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I know it does. No, he said mortal body. That means this flesh and bone and blood body right here. He will strengthen it. See, Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? There's a boldness that comes in knowing that God will give us all of his benefits. God declared, when we become born again, God declared, you're eligible for benefits. Any of you ever go to work for a company and they tell you that after you have worked so long, these benefits are available? Yeah? See, when you are born again, God stamps benefits approved. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you know that heaven's blessings belong to you, no matter how great or small, we have confidence when we're in the storms of life. See, we can come boldly to the throne of grace with our needs. The Bible says that's one of the benefits. You can come boldly. See, one of the benefits of being Kenneth Hagin's son is I could walk in that office over there when he was here. I didn't have to ask for an appointment. I didn't have to check with his secretary or administrative assistants, whatever their names are now. They change the names of everything. You know, it used to be the personnel department, now it's the human resources. It used to be shipping and receiving, and now it's distribution center. I mean, but you know, I did not have to check with anybody. I could walk right into his office. Why? Because that's one of the benefits of being his son. Hello. Have you ever noticed that your kids, they don't, no matter, I mean, it doesn't matter how old they are, if they're married, and like I've got, both of mine are married, and I got 5 grandsons, and one, Cameron was 21 yesterday. Good Lord. But, you know what? They come over to my house and come in and act like it's their house. They get whatever they want out of the refrigerator. Those grand boys do the same thing. Why? Because that's a benefit of being in the bloodline. Hello? We have the same benefits by being in the bloodline because we've been born again through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, been shed abroad in our hearts. We got the benefits to walk right in the throne room and say, hey, Father, here I am, and I need help. Hello. You know, we can fearlessly face the enemy knowing that God's got our back. You know, we don't have to be alarmed at the size of the mountain in front of us, knowing that the power of God is behind us. You know, the psalmist reminded himself. He said, he forgives all of my iniquities. He was reminding himself. He heals my disease. He redeems my life from destruction. He gives me loving kindness and tender mercy. He was reminding himself. This is what God does for him. We need to remind ourselves. He satisfies us with good things. He renews our strength like the eagles. You know, the Apostle Paul says it this way over in Ephesians 1. If you want to turn there, I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to go through it. Verse 3 says he's blessed us. Verse 4 says he's chosen us. I mean, I don't know what they do in school nowadays. When I was in school, in the grade school, we had recess in the morning time because we started at 8. We had recess in the morning time, then we had noon, then we had lunch, recess, then we had recess in the afternoon, then we got out about 4 o'clock. Anybody remember when they used to have recess at school like that? And we always go out there, all us guys would go out there, and we would play, supposed to be playing tag football, but we played tackle, which was dumb, but we did it anyway. And we always, there's a captain, and he'd choose. Choose sides. And you always wanted to get on, I always want to get on Harry's side, because Harry, nobody could tackle Harry. I mean, he'd have 10 of us guys, 10 guys hanging on him, and he's still going. But everybody wants to get chosen. We've been chosen. He says so. He said we've been adopted into the family in verse 5. He's accepted us in the beloved. He's forgiven us. Now down to verse 7. He's made us his own. He's given us an inheritance. Oh, I like that, don't y'all? And he sealed us. Verse 13. Are you reminding yourself daily? Are you reminding yourself daily of the benefits that God has that belongs to you? Or are you trudging along through life, burdened down, broken down, saying, how am I going to make it? When if you would just roll your burden, see, he tells you, roll your burdens over on me. But see, so many times we try to do it ourselves, and finally, when we are driven to our knees, we turn it over to God. Now, don't look at me like that. Y'all know, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how you have carried some burden until you finally said, oh, God, I can't take it anymore. And God said, I would have took it a long time ago if you'd have just up here and asked. Anybody ever been there besides me? Isn't it strange how we do that? When God said, turn it all over to me, let me take care of it. You know, in Mark 11:24, y'all all know what that says. Therefore, say to you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. But I want you to notice it says pray. You know, ever so often in the Tulsa world, there's a real thick extra deal that comes in there. It says unclaimed property. You ever notice that? Some of it is unclaimed benefits from jobs, from insurance companies, from wills, and all of this. And somebody just never bothered to claim it. It belongs to them. It's theirs. It's the same way with us. Everything here belongs to us, but so much of it is going unclaimed because you allow it to. You know, every time one of them comes out, I go in there and I check it. I check under my name. I check under Rhema's name. You know, I check under Kenneth Hagin Ministry. Because somebody may have left us in a will and we didn't know about it. Hello? You know, when those come out, you should check it because, you know, you never know. Somebody might, you might have a long lost millionaire cousin somewhere. Don't we all wish? We have a Father that sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross, that all of these benefits that he's written right here in this Bible called the Word of God, they belong to us, and all we have to do is claim them. Amen. All we have to do is claim them. They're ours. You know, now some people, instead of asking what belongs, you see, you just ask for what belongs to you. They bawled and squalled and cried and kicked and hollered and called it prayer. They begged and pleaded and cried and then called it trust in God. They've groaned and complained and then said, well, God's in control. But that isn't what the Bible says. The Bible says, ask, and it's ours. It's already been decreed. Heaven has already decreed it. It's already been decreed. The gavel has come down, and it's been decreed. Heaven has declared that healing belongs to us. Heaven has declared that we have liberty. Heaven has declared that every need should be met. Heaven has declared that our God will protect us and keep us safe. Heaven has decreed that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. But we must continually remind ourselves that when he hung on the cross, we were on his mind. Amen. And all of these benefits are ours. Every benefit belongs to us. You know, as I was preparing all this tonight, the Lord said for me to have a healing service tonight. So it's time for you to ask God for the benefit of healing. It's time for you to get rid of your sickness and disease. It's time for you to ask God to take the pain away. Tonight is your night. Are you ready to receive the benefit of healing tonight? If that's you and you need healing, stand on your feet. We're going to minister to you tonight. Everybody in this place that wants a healing, that wants to be ministered to for healing. You got pain in your body. Hallelujah. Y'all just come on down, ushers, put them in line. Hallelujah to Jesus. Stand right over here. We'll be good right here. Whichever one you want to go, I don't care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, these people out now, the rest of you can stand up now. But if you're going to get in line, come on down here now. Get ready to receive. Don't come down here to be prayed for. Come down here to receive. Get yourself ready to receive. Get ready to receive. Get ready to claim the benefits. Say it to yourself. I claim the benefit of healing. It belongs to me. Because of who I am in Christ, it belongs to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, all of you in the crowd, this is participation time. Reach your hands out as we pray for these right now. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Patrick. Healing in the name of Jesus.
Healing in the name of
Jesus.
Your perfect love is casting out
healing in the name of Jesus. Team is coming. They'll be down here at the front. The ladies over here. The men will be over here. If you've never received Jesus, if you need to rededicate your life, or you need a no-soul experience with God tonight, you know, a lot of people go to church, but don't know whether they ever accepted Jesus or not. I want you to come down and pray with these people. If you need prayer for any other reason, come to the front. They'll pray with you. And you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God.